Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And this week, the world will be introduced to a new superhero. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is the latest in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Simu Liu stars as the hero, the son of the head of the Ten Rings, a mystical terrorist organization centered in China. Trained by his father to be an assassin, Shang-Chi turns his back on the expectations of his father and attempts to make a new life for himself before understanding his true purpose. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings opens in theaters this week, and joining me now on Zoom is the one and only Simu Liu. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Tanya. It's so good to be here.
So, you know, I live in Los Angeles, and I'm not exaggerating. You can't go a block without seeing your face on a billboard for this movie. How does that feel?
It feels a little weird, a little strange. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you would have asked 7 or 8 years ago when I was first starting out as an actor, I'd tell you that this is all I've ever wanted. But yeah, I do find myself strangely anxious whenever I see the have you seen the massive one on Sunset? It is.
I have. Yes.
Terrifying. I mean,
Do you turn the corner and say, that's my face? Oh my God.
That is my face. It's my 12-foot face blown up on a ridiculous degree. But I think I'm really aware of just how few faces I've seen, you know, over my life that have looked like me on movie posters. And so, you know, that's not lost on me. And I know that the representation, of course, is important and meaningful. I just can't get used to it.
I want to talk a little bit more about representation. Because, Simu, you kind of manifested this role for yourself. You actually tweeted to Marvel back in 2014 asking them when we'd ever have an Asian American superhero. And now you are that superhero.
Yeah, that's my real superpower, is I can actually see into the future. So, no, I mean, when I made those tweets, I made them to, what, like 27 followers or something. I really feel like nobody ever, certainly nobody from Marvel ever read those tweets. But I think what was important for me was I was never afraid to vocalize what I wanted or vocalize my dreams. And I feel like so often we have these dreams and ambitions within us and we kill them before we ever get to say them out loud because we judge them, right? But I do feel like everyone has something within them that they've always wanted to try and pursue. And I think they should just vocalize it and give themselves the permission to want those things.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this movie and representation in this movie. There are some subtle but powerful messages about identity and the choices we make to assimilate. And here's a funny scene we're going to play of you and Awkwafina, who plays your best friend. Let's listen.
Shang?
Yeah.
You change your name from Shang to Sean?
Yeah, I don't.
I wonder how your father found you.
I was 15 years old, all right?
What is your name change logic? You going into hiding, okay, and your name is Michael? You want to change it to Mitchell?
That's not what happened.
It's like, hi, my name's Gina. I'm going to go into hiding. My new name's Gina.
On a serious note, though, I mean, your character is forced to come to terms with his heritage, and through that, a superhero is born. Have you had experiences like this in your own life where it was easier to just put away parts of yourself in order to blend in?
Yeah, that was certainly what I wanted. I mean, I was never a superhero, so I can't quite speak to that. But when I was little, I feel like there were definitely moments where I wished that I could hide my Asianness. You know, I remember my parents packing me lunches and me getting made fun of when I brought those lunches to school because, you know, the other kids thought that they were smelly and that they were stinky, and just other little things, you know, whether you want to call them microaggressions or, you know, things that are more overt, just kind of making me feel like I didn't belong and like I was other and that part of me was less than. And so, yeah, it really wasn't until, you know, I'd gotten involved in the arts that I started having these conversations about representation that I started to realize all of the ways in which we are conditioned to think this way by the media. When I used to turn on the TV when I was little, the Asian characters that I saw reflected back at me were very stereotyped. They were characters, you know, created through a predominantly white gaze. And that meant that, you know, oftentimes they were caricatures and they were just not real people. And so I think it really impacted my sense of self-worth and self-confidence and also self-image.
Speaking of stereotypes, the actual original comics mm-hmm. for Shang-Chi had a number of stereotypes. Shang-Chi's father, for instance, was mm-hmm. Fu Manchu. How much were you able to contribute to changing those stereotypes within this storyline?
Well, that was the meeting from day one. I mean, I was asked to come in and kind of ask any questions that I had. And one of the very first questions was, what are you going to do about the stereotypes? The answer that I got back from very thoughtful producers and our incredibly thoughtful director, Destiny Daniel Cretton, was we're going to just kind of scrap what doesn't work and build a whole new story around what we want, which is, you know, an all new character, an all new backstory, and an all new father figure that is not in any way, shape, or form Fu Manchu.
Simo, I took my 8-year-old son to the screening of this movie. And afterwards, he immediately asked to take martial arts classes. And as we were leaving the theater, I also heard a group of women fawning over just how attractive you are. And to me, this speaks to another level of representation. Yes, it is vitally important for Asian Americans to see themselves in media. And also, something as simple as seeing an Asian American man in a lead role allows society to see Asian men as powerful and desirable and an aspiration of possibility. Mm. I'm wondering if that's how you see it.
It makes me blush a little bit hearing it. But, I think my experiences as an Asian man have been, I've never seen myself, nor have I been seen as, I think, someone who is desirable or aspirational, as you say, growing up. You know, I don't think it's the only problem that our community faces. I think Asian women face the opposite side of a similar coin, which is that they are hypersexualized and fetishized and reduced to kind of these sexual stereotypes. And even though on the surface it may seem like they're opposite problems, they're really rooted in the same thing, which is that our narratives have not been under our control. You know, our problems are always inexorably linked together. And so in order to kind of defeat them and defeat this kind of white supremacist gaze, we need to work together.
I follow you on Insta, and you recently posted some of your training, your practice. And underneath you wrote, Asian actors don't just do Kung Fu, but Shang-Chi does. It's one of the many things that flesh out his personality, but it's easily the most challenging. Can you say more about this fraught relationship with Asian Americans, particularly men, with martial mm-hmm. arts?
Martial arts has been kind of the one, and I'm going to use air quotes on this, quote unquote positive stereotype associated with Asian men. And I think when Kung Fu or martial arts kind of first burst onto the scene in the 1970s and kind of swept through the nation, and we had, the Bruce Lee, action sequences were first introduced to the world. I think the West became very fascinated by it and wanted more. But, in a way, in the same way that Bruce Lee empowered a generation of Asian men, he also created, of course, wasn't his intention certainly, but created this sort of stereotype that then mm-hmm. endured for many years, which is, all Asian men know martial arts. And I think it's limited what I think Asian men are seen as today. And I remember when I was just starting out and auditioning for Asian characters, it was like every other character I played was some version of a martial artist. And so, I was caught between thinking, well, isn't any representation positive representation? Isn't being seen better than not being seen? But then, also wondering, well, isn't there more than just martial arts? I wonder how much of an assumption it is for people to think, oh, well, if you're an Asian actor, you have to know martial arts. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, what other use do you have, I feel like, is the underlying question. And so as much as I think this is an incredibly empowering movie for Asian people and Asian Americans everywhere, I also hope that the idea that Asians and martial arts are always linked together will eventually be challenged and overthrown.
Hmm. Simu, you are now part of the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic mm-hmm. Universe. This is huge, which means we know that the story is just beginning, which really means that your career, in many ways, is just beginning. Have you really sat with this idea that, like, it's really just beginning for you? You've come a long way from that tweet to Marvel asking, when are they going to have someone like you in the lead?
Yeah, I there is a sense that, you know, I'm in a time of great flux in my life. I'm just saying to my friend the other day, I feel like every 2 or 3 months, everything in my life just turns on its head. What I thought was true, or where I thought I was in the industry, would completely shift and something would happen. And it's just been happening so consistently. It's all contributing to this sense that I'm entering a just completely new chapter, a completely undiscovered territory in my life. And I just have no idea how to prepare for it all. But I am taking it a day at a time. I'm keeping mindful and staying very, very in touch with feelings of gratitude and joy and excitement and just kind of seeing what's next.
Simu Liu stars in the new film Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Simu, this was a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Simu and I talked about so much more: his past life as an accountant, his physical preparation for the role, and what happened when he first met his co-star, Michelle Yeoh. You can see and hear our entire conversation at hereandnow.org.